on June 29, 1974. Disneyland, California redesigned a major Tomorrowland ride called the Carousel of Progress. And they replaced it with a new attraction, America Sings. Like its predecessor, America Sings was built on 6 rotating theaters that moved guests around a stationary center with 6 separated stages. The innovative Carousel Theater allowed guests to enter the attraction every few minutes instead of waiting in line for the entire show to end. The 24-minute show featured songs from the musical history of the first 200 years of the United States, which were performed by 114 audio animatronic animals designed by Mark Davis, one of Disney's 9 old men. An American bald eagle named Sam was the attraction's master of ceremonies, together with his sidekick, Ollie the Owl. The two-bird animatronic standing on the gazebo in a typical American park welcomed the visitors with the modern variation of Yankee Doodle before the lights would black out and the seating area rotated to the next scene. The process then repeated approximately every 4 minutes until the guests reached the finale stage and were bidden farewell by Sam and Ollie and a weasel that suddenly appeared throughout the show shouting, "Pop goes the weasel!" And at the end, "Goodbye goes the weasel!" And although the attraction was an animatronic show, it also required a human cast member who would greet the visitors and wave them goodbye. One of the hostesses hired for the job was 18-year-old Deborah Gale Stone, who is still remembered to this day as part of the darker side of Disneyland's history, as the first employee to die in the park. Born on June 18, 1956, in Santa Ana, California, Deborah Debbie Stone was described as a beautiful, smart, and outgoing person who shouldn't have had anything but a bright future ahead of her. Debbie excelled in school and sports, graduating from high school in the top 10% of her class, and winning dozens of medals and ribbons from track and swimming competitions. 1974, at the age of 18, Debbie was looking forward to starting university in Iowa. But college expenses, in addition to the fact that she would be living away from home, meant that the young woman needed to make some money over the summer. And what would have been a better way to spend the summer than as a hostess in the happiest place on earth, Disneyland? Debbie got the job easily. After all, she was quite literally a model example of Disney's ideal cast member. Young, pretty, bubbly. She was made for the park's attraction that required cast members to interact with guests. And having worked at Disneyland for about a month, Debbie was chosen as one of the hostesses for a new attraction called America Sings. On July 8, 1974, just before her evening shift at America Sings, cheerful Debbie called her parents to share exciting news. She and her boyfriend had gotten engaged. And after getting her happy parents' blessing, Debbie headed to her theater, where her job was to stand on the left-hand side to greet the guest and bid them goodbye at the end. The 9 days at the new attraction had gone smoothly, and this night shouldn't have been any different. Nobody could have known that a tragedy was about to strike the land of dreams. Just before 11 p.m., at the end of the 10 o'clock show, the seating areas of America Sings were shifting positions to start a new cycle. And it was during that short 45-second interval that something went terribly wrong. One of the guests in the front row of the theater, a 33-year-old Air Force member named Daniel Robinson, happened to look to his right and notice what looked like a child being pulled between the seating area and the stage. And right after, as the lights turned off and the six theaters of America Sings began to revolve, a blood-curdling scream echoed throughout the building. While many visitors thought that the scream was simply part of the show, Daniel knew that that wasn't the case. Somebody had really gotten hurt. And once the theater stopped moving, Daniel informed the attraction operators of what he had seen. And as they rushed to the scene, the workers made a shocking discovery. Between the moving theater and the fixed stage lay the badly mangled body of Debbie Gale Stone. Nothing could have been done to help the 18-year-old, and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Nobody can say for sure how Debbie ended up in the narrow space between the seating areas and a stationary stage wall. Perhaps she may have taken a misstep, leaned forward to the adjacent theater to talk to a fellow cast member, or jumped from one stage to another. But no matter the reason, the end result was the same. Debbie was slowly crushed to death against the fixed wall by the moving seat area. An absolutely horrifying way to die. Such an accident was unheard of. And Debbie was the first staff member to lose their life in Disneyland's 19-year history at the time. And one contributing factor was that unlike the Carousel of Progress, which rotated clockwise, America Sings theaters revolved counterclockwise, moving the staff members standing at the left end of the theater towards the nearest stationary wall. And one wrong move, and the hostess could end up between the walls separating the theaters, just like Debbie. Devastated by the loss of their only daughter, Bill and Marilyn Stone filed a lawsuit against Disneyland. Not for money, but to make sure changes and improvements were made on that particular ride and any others that needed it, if there were any kind of danger present. And that was done. Following the tragedy, America Sings was shut down while Disneyland installed warning lights that would alert staff members if they were getting too close to the danger area, to ensure that a similar accident would never happen again. And in addition, the solid walls were eventually replaced with ones that would break away in case something was pushed against them. It's just sad that someone had to die before proper safety measures were taken. America Sings reopened on July 11th and remained open for 14 years until the ride sponsorship with Del Monte expired. And the attraction was closed permanently on April 10th, 1988. And during those years, several cast members of the ride made chilling yet comforting reports of hearing a disembodied young woman's voice gently reminding them to be careful. That is not the only way Deborah Stone has continued to affect people's lives from beyond the grave. A young man that Debbie had befriended contacted her parents long after the accident to tell Bill and Marilyn that their daughter had helped him with his drug addiction. And it was Debbie's death that inspired him to get clean and straighten his life out. Furthermore, Debbie's friends created a trust fund for a yearly award, the Deborah Stone Award, to be given to a person who is just as dedicated towards scholastic achievements, community work, and church work as Debbie was. The raised money was enough to keep the trust fund going for more than 25 years. And in a way, Debbie was still helping people as she had loved to do when she was alive. As her father said, "It is amazing how she had touched so many lives in her death."